around 2003 doing a creator-owned property that I did called Lion's Den Revolution for the Underwire magazine, which was a music magazine that was based out on the West Coast. And I did that comic with them for about 5 years. It turned out that the comic that I did with them, when they first threw the concept of the magazine at me, I was already like doing work for them, freelance work for another publication that they had based out of California. And when they hit me with the idea that the magazine would be completely digital, I was kind of on the fence because I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this is going to be, because I, at that point, it wasn't as, you know, mainstream now as it was back then. It was still kind of, you know, digital publications were kind of like in its infancy back then. So it wasn't really something that was, you know, had caught on at the time. So I was kind of iffy about it. They told me that they'd give me 10 pages to do whatever I want. They were speaking my language a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they let me, you know, go in there and do my thing. Turns out that the sales went very well. They said they had what within the first copies downloaded worldwide, which wow. made my comic book the first comic in digital desktop format to be distributed for global distribution. This was before Marvel took on the format. This is before DC took on the format. Before any of the big actual major comic companies took on that format to sell their books, mine was the first to go global and do global sales, especially on that level. So that was my, and that was, turns out that was my very first published, legit published work.